الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه من تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. ما شاء الله مفتي صاحب has already covered everything I was going to say. Alhamdulillah, we have learned the story. Alhamdulillah, we also have learned the lessons out of this great story. And also Mufti Sahab also has highlighted replies and response to various questions and objections people raise. So much of it has already been covered. I thought I would just read the hadith so that we have the barakah of the story, and also we have the barakah of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why I want to read the hadith, or one hadith actually, obviously there are hundreds of hadith of Mi'raj. Ulama of hadith have mentioned that there are about 30 sahaba who have narrated the story of Mi'raj. 30 sahaba have narrated the story of Mi'raj. And in many books of ahadith, you have many, many narrations about Mi'raj. So I have got Mishkat al-Masabih, which is a very well-known collection of ahadith. And in Mishkat, we also have about 6 ahadith about Mi'raj. And in Bukhari, Muslim, and many other books of ahadith, you will also find many, many narrations on Mi'raj. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because some people, they are trying to say that this is a fairy tale. You know, it's just imagination. It's just something to entertain people. Mi'raj is not a fairy tale. Nothing in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fairy tale. Everything is haqq. Everything in the Quran is haqq. And everything in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also haqq. It is not, people later on down the generation, they have made up something just to glorify Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to honor their prophet. You know, people after 300 years, 400 years, they just made up something just to say that we are Muslims and we have such a prophet who went to heavens and who saw the kingdom of God and he returned. It is not that, because the hadith of Mi'raj is narrated by many, many sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and we have sahih ahadith, we have authentic ahadith without any doubt whatsoever. There is no doubt whatsoever about the hadith of Mi'raj. That's why the ulama are very clear that the first part of the journey, which is Isra, which is the journey from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Baytul Maqdis, this part of the journey is clearly mentioned in the Quran. Even the other part of the journey is also indicated, but the first part of the journey, which is Isra, is clearly mentioned in the Quran. And the denial of it is kufr. The denial of Isra is kufr. If a person says, how can Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can he go from Makkah to Jerusalem in one night? It actually used to take 1 month. Well, it used to take 1 month. And it might take for some people 1 month, but not necessary for everybody. And not necessary for Jibreel. And not necessarily for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So denial of Isra is a clear-cut kufr. Kufr yani, khalas. A person is no longer a believer. And denial of Mi'raj is clear bid'ah. Denial of Mi'raj is deviation from the path of the ulama of haqq. All the ulama throughout the history, they have agreed that the story of Mi'raj is haqq. And we have several ahadith. So I just want to read one hadith of Mi'raj today, if I can. It is quite a long narration. But there is a lot of beauty in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also a lot of benefit. عن قتادة عن أنس بن مالك عن مالك بن صعصعة رضي الله عنه. So Anas ibn Malik narrates, who is a Sahabi, and he narrates from another Sahabi, which is Malik ibn صعصعة. أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثهم عن ليلة أسري به. Malik ibn صعصعة says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated about the night in which he was taken. بينما أنا في الحطيم وربما قال في الحجر مضطجعا. I was lying down in Hatim. Hatim is the area around the Kaaba or Hijr. إذ أتاني آتٍ. Somebody came. I'm doing explanatory translation. فشق ما بين هذه إلى هذه يعني من ثغرة نحره إلى شعرته. So the person who came, يعني the angel, he opened from his chest to somewhere below the navel. خلاص. فاستخرج قلبي. He took out my heart. ثم أتيت بطص من ذهب مملوء إيمانا فغسل قلبي. Then a bowl of gold full of iman was brought. Bowl of gold, we can understand, right? A bowl can be made of gold. You can have a tray made of gold. That is understandable. Full of iman. How can you have iman in a bowl? The surah mithaliya of iman was placed in the bowl. The a'mal that we do, these a'mal, they have a form in another world. For example, salah has a form in another world. A physical-like being in another world. Fasting has a form. Sidq, lying, has a form. Likewise, the a'mal of qulub, ikhlas, iman, tawakkul, they all have some shapes and forms in the alam of mithal. So iman also has a form, and that bowl was full of iman. فَغُسِلَ قَلْبِي. My heart was washed. ثُمَّ حُشِيَ. And then my heart was filled. ثُمَّ أُعِيدَ. Then it was placed. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ثُمَّ غُسِلَ الْبَطْنُ بِمَاءِ زَمْزَمْ. And the stomach was washed with the water of Zamzam. ثُمَّ مُلِيَ إِيمَانًا وَحِكْمَةً. Then it was filled with iman and wisdom. ثُمَّ أُتِيتُ بِدَابَّةٍ دُونَ الْبَغْلِ وَفَوْقَ الْحِمَارِ أَبْيَضَ يُقَالُ لَهُ الْبُرَاقُ. Then an animal was brought, which was below the mule and above the donkey. It was white. It was called Buraq. يَضَعُ خَطْوَهُ عِنْدَ أَقْصَى طَرَفِهِ. It will place the foot to the limit of his sight. As far as you can see, that is the extent of his step. And that's why some ulama who see that the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Baitul Maqdis to heavens was on Buraq, because there are two opinions. There is an opinion that it was on Mi'raj, on ladder, and there is another opinion that it was also on Buraq. So those ulama, they say that actually the Buraq took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Baitul Maqdis to first heaven in one step. فحملت عليه. I was carried upon it. فانطلق بي جبريل حتى أتى السماء الدنيا فاستفتح. So Jibreel took me until he came to the first heaven. فاستفتح, and he asked for the door to be opened. Now, in a hadith, and especially in such a hadith, we will have variations. So some Sahaba, when they narrate to their students, they may narrate those parts of the hadith which they think necessary for that occasion, in the context they are talking about. So sometimes some parts of the hadith are mentioned in one occasion, another part of the hadith is mentioned in another occasion. So that's why sometimes some steps are skipped in some hadith. فاستفتح قيل من هذا who is this قال جبريل جبريل said where is جبريل قيل ومن معك so have you got anybody with you قال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل عليه السلام said well محمد is with me صلى الله عليه وسلم so there is full security borders are secured the borders have to be secured otherwise anybody can get in right that's why since Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came shayatin cannot go up Since Rasulullah came, jinnat, they cannot go up and they cannot listen to any conversation of the angels. وَقَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِ Well, has he been invited? Okay, Muhammad is there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But did he receive, does he have visa? Did he receive invitation? قَالَ نَعْمْ Yes. قِيلَ مَرْحَبًا بِهِ Well, if he's invited, he's most welcome. فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاءَ فَفُتِحَ The door is open. فَلَمَّا خَلَصْتُ فَإِذَا فِيهَا Adam. When Rasulullah s.a.w. entered there, well, he finds Adam a.s. فَقَالَ هَذَا أَبُوكَ Adam. Jibreel says, well, this is your father Adam. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ Say salam to him. Jibreel is asking Rasulullah s.a.w. to say salam to Adam a.s. Because this is the adab. When you enter a place, The person who is coming, he should say salam to those who are already there. So this is the request and this is the reminder. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ السَّلَامَ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that I said salam to Adam عليه السلام and Adam replied to my salam. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِالْإِبْنِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْنَبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ Well, welcome to the pious son and also to the pious prophet. Adam عليه السلام He was there in the heaven. And we know Anbiya alayhi salam are in their graves. Anbiya alayhi salam, they are alive in their graves. This is the aqidah of Ahlu Sunnah al-Jama'ah. So how come Adam alayhi salam was in the heaven? And the same question also arises when Rasulullah s.a.w. led Salah in Baitul Maqdis. Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went from Mecca to Jerusalem and there all the Anbiya alayhi salam gathered. So Anbiya alayhi salam are there and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is leading the prayers. This is the ruh of Adam alayhi salam with the mithali body. The spirit of Adam alayhi salam with Not the physical body, but rather the mithali body. We used to struggle to understand this. But now, with meta world, it's easier. Right? Something, it looks exactly like a physical being. But it is not a physical being. You wear the glasses right now. You wear the glasses and you feel you are in New York. This is this building, this is street, this is such and such a store. You can actually talk to the people. You can actually have meeting with the people. And where you are, there is nobody in front of you. But you feel that you have people around you and you feel that you're talking to the people. Obviously, this is just for explanation. So Adam alayhi salam's, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was there and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he met with Adam alayhi salam. The ulama have mentioned that only Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and probably also Idris alayhi salam They were there with their physical body. Because Isa alayhi salam, he was lifted. Inni rafi'uka ilayya. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Isa alayhi salam, I am going to raise you. So Isa alayhi salam was lifted. So the meeting of Rasulullah s.a.w. with Isa alayhi salam was with his physical body. And also Idris alayhi salam. Other Anbiya alayhi salam with their arwah and probably with their ajsad mithaliya. ثم صعد بي حتى أتى السماء الثانية فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد قيل وقد أرسل إليه قال نعم قيل مرحبا به فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاءَ. Then Rasulullah SAW, he came to the second heaven, and again the same questions happened, and then the door was opened. فَلَمَّا خَلَصْتُ إِذَا يَحْيَى وَعِيسَى وَهُمَا إِبْنَا خَالَةٍ قَالَ هَذَا يَحْيَى وَهَذَا عِيسَى فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِمَا فَسَلَّمْتُ فَرَدَّا ثُمَّ قَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. So in the second heaven, Rasulullah SAW, he met with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. Again the same conversation takes place. ثُمَّ صَعِدَ بِي لِلسَّمَاءِ ثَالِثَةً فَاسْتَفْتَحَ قِيلَ مَنْ هَذَا قَالَ جِبْرِيلَ قِيلَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ مُحَمَّدٌ قِيلَ وَقَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ نَعَمْ قِيلَ مَرْحَبًا بِهِ فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيءُ جَاءَ فَفُتِحَ فَلَمَّا خَلَصْتُ إِذَا يُوسُفَ. In the third heaven, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is there. قَالَ هَذَا يُوسُفُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَرَدَّ ثُمَّ قَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. In some narrations, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw Yusuf alayhi salam, he said Yusuf alayhi salam was given half of the beauty. It is not mentioned in this narration, but in some other narration is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Yusuf alayhi salam, he said Yusuf was given half of the beauty. Allahu Akbar. Obviously, the meaning of half of the beauty, you know, it takes time to explain. ثُمَّ صَعِدَ بِي حتى أتى السماء الرابعة فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد قيل وقد أرسل إليه قال نعم قيل مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء ففتح فلما خلصت فإذا إدريس. In the fourth heaven, again the same question and answer conversation, and then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم meets إدريس عليه السلام. فقال هذا إدريس فسلم عليه فسلمت عليه فرد ثم قال مرحبا بالأخ الصالح والنبي الصالح. ثم صعد بي حتى أتى السماء الخامسة فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد قيل وقد أرسل إليه قال نعم قيل مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء ففتح فلما خلصت فإذا هارون قال هذا هارون. In the fifth heaven, Rasulullah SAW meets with Harun عليه السلام. فسلم عليه فسلمت عليه فرد ثم قال مرحبا بالأخ الصالح والنبي الصالح. ثم صعد بي حتى أتى السماء السادسة فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد قيل وقد أرسل إليه قال نعم قيل مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء ففتح فلما خلصت فإذا موسى قال هذا موسى فسلم عليه فسلمت عليه فرد ثم قال مرحبا بالأخ الصالح والنبي الصالح. In the sixth heaven, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم meets with موسى عليه السلام, Harun عليه السلام, and then موسى عليه السلام. فلما جاوزت بكى, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed, سيدنا موسى عليه السلام started crying. قيل له ما يبكيك, it was said, what makes you cry? قال أبكي لأن غلاما بعث بعدي يدخل الجنة من أمتي أكثر ممن يدخلها من أمتي. He said, well, a young person was sent after me. You know, a young lad, young person, he was made a prophet after me. And from his ummah, more people will enter the Jannah than my ummah. Yani the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they will be more in Jannah than the ummah of Musa عليه السلام. So that makes Musa alayhi salam cry. This is not a jealousy, that he is not jealous, wal'iyadu billah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather he is, you know, concerned for his own people. You know, his own people, they did not listen to him, they did not follow him, they did not obey him, and that's why they will be less in Jannah, and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be more in Jannah. So, you know, out of concern for his people, he cried. ثم صعد بي إلى السماء السابعة فاستفتح جبريل قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد قيل وقد بعث إليه قال نعم قيل مرحبا به فنعم المجيء جاء فلما خلصت فإذا إبراهيم قال هذا أبوك إبراهيم فسلم عليه فسلمت عليه ورد السلامة ثم قال مرحبا بالابن الصالح والنبي الصالح. In the seventh heaven, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم meets with إبراهيم عليه السلام. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Now this is one portion, one part of the journey. ثم رفعت إلى سدرة المنتهى. Then I was raised to سدرة المنتهى. As Muftis have explained, it is a tree. You know, for our understanding, something looks like a tree. فإذا نبقها مثل قلال هجر. In Arabia, a place was known for some big parts. قلة قلال. You know, big pots. I don't know if people have seen. I have seen back home in India, we used to have big parts where people store rice or people store wheat. And actually that can last for the whole year. Has anybody seen that? So the fruits of that tree, which was Sidratul Muntaha, were as big as Qilal of Hajar. وَإِذَا وَرَقُهَا مِثْلُ أَذَانِ الْفِيَلَةِ And the leaves of that tree were the ears of elephants. The leaves were quite big. قَالَ هَذَا سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَهَى Obviously, this is one narration, and in some other narrations we have more details. فَإِذَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَنْهَارٍ نَهْرَانِ بَاطِنَانِ وَنَهْرَانِ ظَاهِرَانِ Rasulullah SAW then saw four rivers under the Sidratul Muntaha. There were four rivers, two apparent and two hidden. Two rivers apparent and two rivers hidden. قلت ما هذاني يا جبريل I said, O Jibreel, what are these? قال أما الباطنان فنهران في الجنة Jibreel said that two hidden rivers, these are the rivers in Jannah. Salsabil and Kauthar. So the origin of Salsabil and the origin of Kauthar is under or near Sidratul Muntaha. The actual manner in which it originates, Allah knows. وَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَانِ فَالنِّيلُ وَالْفُرَاتِ And the apparent rivers are Nil and Furat. The river Nile, Egypt, Furat, Euphrates, in Iraq. Again, there are so many explanations about Nile and also Furat. ثُمَّ رُفِعَ لِي الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ Then, الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he crossed Sidratul Muntaha, and now he is going to الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ In this narration, it is not mentioned, but in some other narrations mentioned, that Jibreel alayhi salam stopped there. Jibreel alayhi salam said, now you go on your own. This is my limit. This is, you know, the end of my limit. I cannot cross this border. ثُمَّ أُتِيتُ بِإِنَاءٍ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ وَإِنَاءٍ مِّنْ لَبَنٍ وَإِنَاءٍ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ Then I was brought one bowl of alcohol and another bowl of milk and another bowl of honey. فَأَخَذْتُ اللَّبَنَ So I took milk. In this narration it is mentioned that these three bowls were presented at Al-Baytul Ma'mur. In some other narrations it is also mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was at Al-Baytul Maqdis, then these were presented. So ulama have said it is possible that this presentation was twice. You know, you are traveling, you need something before you start your journey. So what would you like to have? You want to have alcohol, you want to have milk, or you want to have honey. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chose milk. And again it was presented in near Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chose milk. قَالَ هِيَ الْفِطْرَةِ أَنْتَ عَلَيْهَا وَأُمَّتُكَ It was said that, well, you have chosen the fitrah, the clean and the pure nature upon which you will be and also your ummah will be. Alcohol, we already know, is the ummul khabaith, is a source of all the evil. Khamr is a source of all the evil. A person drinks alcohol, khalas, he doesn't know right from left, he doesn't know who is his father and who is his son, he doesn't know how to speak and how to behave. And that's why we see every now and then people, when they're traveling, because they get free alcohol on the airplane, they keep drinking. And then they have fight with the flight attendants, and then they are kicked out of the flight. And sometimes they are arrested. Sometimes people get arrested because of too much drinking of alcohol. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also present in milk and honey. Obviously, we know honey is very good, very useful, and it is mentioned in the Quran. فيه شفاء للناس. الله عز وجل placed cure and shifa in honey. But the ulama have said that the benefit of milk is more than the benefit of honey in so many different ways. And that's why a child's nutrition in the early days is very much dependent on the milk. Our body, you know, needs milk more than it needs honey. And that's why we learn from doctors that when you grow, because you don't drink much milk, you should have yogurt, you should have some cheese, right? So that it can be like alternative to milk. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chose milk. ثم فرضت علي الصلاة خمسين صلاة كل يوم. Then 50 prayers every day were made obligatory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously upon him, yani upon all of us. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so excited, he was so happy that Allah gave me this great gift. 50 prayers every day, no objection. Look at the tafweel and tasleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are giving me 50 prayers? I am all yours. I am ready for it. فَرَجَعْتُ خَلَاصْ. The journey is ending. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is coming back. فَمَرَرْتُ عَلَى مُوسَى. Musa is waiting. alayhi salam. I passed by Musa. فَقَالَ بِمَا أُمِرْتَ. Musa alayhi salam asked, what have you been commanded with? قُلْتُ أُمِرْتُ بِخَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. 50 prayers. I have been commanded to do 50 prayers every day. Look at the innocence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ajib. Qala inna ummataka la tastati'u 50 salatan kulla yawm. Musa alayhi salam is saying, indeed your ummah will not be able to pray 50 prayers every day. The ummah will not be able to do that. Wa inni wallahi qad jarrabtu an-nasa qablaka. And I have experienced people before you. Musa alayhi salam is giving argument. He is convincing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to negotiate with Allah azza wa jal. Wa inni wallahi qad jarrabtu an-nasa qablaka wa 'alajtu bani Israel ashadd al-mu'alaja. And actually I have struggled with Banu Israel, lot of struggle. Farji ila rabbika, go back to your Lord. Fasalhu at-takhfifa li ummatika, ask him to make it, you know, less for you and make it less for your ummah. Faraja'tu fa wada'a 'anni 'ashran. I returned back, Allah Azza wa Jal reduced 10. However, this hadith is short. In some other narration, it is mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal reduced 5. So 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, until it became 5. In this narration, the narration is short. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he reduced 10. فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ فَرَجَعْتُ وَضَعَنِي عَشْرًا. Again, Musa alayhi salam, he is waiting there. And again, he is saying the same thing. Go back and ask Allah Azza wa Jal, because I have experienced my people. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla reduced 10. فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ فَرَجَعْتُ فَوَضَعَنِي عَشْرًا فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ فَرَجَعْتُ فَوَضَعَنِي عَشْرًا فَأُمِرْتُ بِعَشْرِ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ. So they were 10. Musa alayhi salam, he said, no, go back, please. فَرَجَعْتُ فَأُمِرْتُ. So we should be grateful to Musa alayhi salam. we should be grateful to all Anbiya alayhi salam. May Allah Azza reward them. We are grateful to all the Anbiya alayhi salam. فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ فَرَجَعْتُ فَأُمِرْتُ بِخَمْسِ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. Finally, Allah Azza wa Jal said, okay, you do 5 prayers. فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ بِمَا أُمِرْتَ قُلْتُ أُمِرْتُ بِخَمْسِ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. قَالَ إِنَّ أُمَّتَكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ 5 صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. Musa alayhi salam, he is insisting that your ummah will not be able to pray 5 prayers. Even 5 prayers, Musa alayhi salam, you know, he doesn't want. وَإِنِّي قَدْ جَرَّبْتُ النَّاسَ قَبْلَكَ وَعَلَجْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ شَدَّ الْمُعَالَجَةِ. I have already experienced people before you, and I have already struggled with Banu Israel, you know, a great deal. فَرْجِعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَسَلْهُ التَّخْفِيفَ لِأُمَّتِكَ. Go back to your Lord and ask him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reduce it for your ummah. قَالَ سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have already asked my Lord. حَتَّى اسْتَحْيَيْتُ. I have already asked so many times, so much so that I feel shy now. You know, Allah is reducing 5, 5, 5 every time. And now, only 5 left. How can I go now and say, well, even reduce it further? Rasulullah said, I feel shy. Walakin arda wa usallimu. However, I am happy with Allah's decision and I leave it. You know, I surrender to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Qala falamma jawastu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when I crossed Musa alayhi salam, nada munadin, amdaytu faridati wa khaffaftu an ibadi. There was a caller calling that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard the voice calling that I have, you know, made the decision with regards to the obligation, and I also have made it less for my servants. This is one of the narrations which is mentioned in Mishkat al-Masabih, and also there are many other narrations in Mishkat, and also we have many, many narrations in many books of Ahadith, and some narrations mention some details, some other narrations they mention some other details, and then ulama, when they study all these narrations, then they make a conclusion and they made a whole picture of the story of Mi'raj and also of Isra. And as I have mentioned, this is a true story of the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is one of the mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not something which happened only once. The physical journey happened once. The physical mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened once. But the spiritual mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened several times. So the physical Isra and mi'raj happened once. The spiritual one happened many times. And it is possible for Allah Azza wa Jal. Why not? Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many mu'jizat. And these mu'jizat, they talk about the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Mufti Sahib has already mentioned, that there are so many things to learn in the story of Mi'raj. And as we have just read, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave the obligation of Salah in the journey of Mi'raj. All other ahkam, all other commands, they were given in Medina or in Mecca during the journey, during battlefields, etc. But the hukum of Salah was given during the journey of Mi'raj. This is to show the importance of the command of Salah. I mentioned today during the khutbah of Jum'ah that Salah reflects the perfection of Deen. If Salah is perfect, Deen is perfect. If somehow our Salah is not perfect, our Deen is not perfect. Salah summarizes the Deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You think about it, and Allah Azza wa Jal will open the doors of understanding for you. Salah has so many dimensions of success in our life. Salah is connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Salah is discipline. Salah is time management. Salah is community engagement. Salah is everything. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. That's why a Muslim community can never be successful without praying Salah. You know, unfortunately, we see our situation all over the world and we complain, and we have reasons to complain about our situation. But there is another side of the story. If you want to do a survey about the perfection of Deen, it's very difficult. Because in Deen, so you have so many ahkam, so many commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hundreds of ahkam, hundreds of commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. How we are going to find out who is doing how much? It's very difficult. But there is something simple you can do, anybody can do. Do a survey of what is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah. What is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah regularly? What is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah on time? What is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah with Jama'ah? What is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah in the Masjid? What is the percentage of the Muslims who pray Salah which is valid? Because there is something praying Salah and also making sure that it is valid prayer. Right? Because in order for the Salah to be valid, we have so many conditions attached. So how many people actually make sure the Salah is valid? Okay, it is valid. What is the percentage of the people who actually pray Salah that is valid technically, but that also has khushu' in it? Khushu' yani connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. That they leave everything behind and they only focus on Allah Azza wa Jal. Believe me, as some time ago Hazrat Mufti Sahib Damat Barakatum said on Sunday, sometimes we may not find even individuals. We may not find, you know, people whom we can count. And that's why we are in the situation we are in. Alhamdulillah, we are claiming to be Muslims. We are claiming to be believers. We are claiming to be, you know, Musalli and Muzakki and Hajj and, you know, Mu'tamir, etc. But there is a claim and there is also proof. Salah, without perfecting Salah, there is no perfection of Deen. If Salah is perfect, then all the other aspects of Deen, slowly, they get perfect. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Establish prayer. Indeed, Salah stops the wrongdoing and the evil acts. So if there is something we can learn from the story of Mi'raj, it is the importance of Salah. It is the importance of praying such a Salah which establishes connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. How can I pray at least one Salah before I die in which I have total devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal? At least one Salah we should pray in which we have to complete and total devotion with Allah. We read the story of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the Fadail Amal and in other books. The Sahaba, when they used to pray Salah, they would not be aware of anything that is happening around them. There was fire at home, they did not realize. Fire at home, people are running around. You have, you know, emergency situation. And the person who is praying Salah, he is just in Salah. We read a hadith in Abu Dawood, which is very beautiful narration, quite long narration. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was traveling. They stayed overnight somewhere. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he appointed two Sahaba to guard the Muslims. So these two Sahaba, they were guarding the Muslims. After some time, one of them, he said, well, you know, you can go to sleep, I will be awake. You know, there is no need for two people. If you are feeling tired, you just relax. I will be awake. He said, okay. So he went to sleep. Or he was just nodding, Allah knows. This person, he was sitting and just, you know, looking around and guarding. He thought that, well, I'm just doing nothing. I would rather pray. So I will be awake and I will also be praying. So he started praying. The enemy was watching. was watching. And when he saw that only one person is awake, immediately he hit him with an arrow. He got hit with an arrow and he started bleeding. He started bleeding, literally. But he did not discontinue his prayer. Blood was everywhere. And he is just praying Salah. And somehow his companion, you know, who was supposed to be awake with him, he woke up and he saw this person, he's praying Salah and he's bleeding. When he completed the prayer, he said, you know, why you did not wake me up? Why you did not stop your prayer? You know, you do not have to continue your prayer. He said, no, I was reading such and such surah. I was enjoying it so much. I said, let me finish the surah. I'm not talking about scratch. You know, you are walking and you are going somewhere and you have a scratch. This is not a scratch. This is a hit with an arrow which can actually kill. A person can actually die. But this Sahabi, this is the narration in Abu Dawud. This Sahabi, he enjoyed the Salah so much, he did not discontinue his prayer. And he and we have many, many beautiful narrations, many beautiful examples of the Salah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Our Salah should be like the Salah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We should try to pray Salah like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they believe the way you guys believe, you Sahaba believe, if they believe the way you Sahaba believe, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they have guidance. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the criteria of haqq. Sahaba, they are the mizan, they are the scale. How you know? Well, look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How you judge your prayer? Well, compare your prayer with their prayers. How we judge our fasting? Compare our fasting with their fasting. How we judge our sadaqah with their sadaqah? Our hajj with their hajj. Our qiyam with their qiyam. We cannot be exactly like them, but we should try to be as close as possible to them. May Allah give us tawfiq. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us yaqeen in the mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to read the story of Mi'raj, and give us tawfiq to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu, wa laka al-mulku kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azimi sultanik. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا. اللهم يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا. اللهم يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اشفنا وعافنا واشف وعاف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. يا الله يا رحمن يا الله يا رحيم يا الله يا كريم يا الله یا غفار یا اللہ یا تواب یا اللہ. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائیے، ہمارے خطاؤں سے درگزر فرمائیے، ہمارے یہاں جمع ہونے قبول فرمائیے. اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہمیں تعلق نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی ہمیں پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. حضور کی سیرت مبارکہ اے اللہ ہمیں سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ذات مبارکہ سے تعلق نصیب فرمائیے. آپ کی آل اولاد سے تعلق نصیب فرمائیے، آپ کے خاندان سے تعلق نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی سے ہمیں سبق حاصل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ ہمیں حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ نماز قائم کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ ہماری زندگیوں میں نماز کو اے اللہ قائم کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. ہمارے گھروں میں اے اللہ نماز کو قائم کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. مسلم کمیونٹی میں، مسلم معاشرے میں اللہ نماز کو زندہ فرما دیجئے. ہماری مسجدوں میں، ہمارے محلوں میں نماز کو زندہ فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ مسلمانوں کو صبح صلاۃ پر قائم فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کو صبح صلاۃ پر قائم فرمائیے. اے اللہ نماز کی دعوت دینے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ مردوں میں، عورتوں میں، بچوں میں، بوڑھوں میں نماز کا شوق نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ خشوع والی نماز نصیب فرمائیے، اخلاص والی نماز نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ عبودیت والی نماز نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ عبادت کی حقیقت والی نماز نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ جو مانگا عطا فرمائیے، جو مانگنے سے رہ گیا عطا فرمائیے. اے اللہ جتنے حاضرین یہاں پر موجود ہیں سب کی اپنے اپنے جائز مرادوں کو پورا فرمائیے، سب کی جائز خواہشات کو، تمناؤں کو پورا فرمائیے، تمام ضرورتوں کو تکفر فرمائیے، بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ ہمیں جو بیمار ہیں ان سب کو شفا کاملہ نصیب فرمائیے. ہمارے متعلقین میں, دوستوں میں, احباب میں, اے اللہ خاندان والوں میں جو بیمار ہیں ان سب کو شفا نصیب فرمائیے, عافیت نصیب فرمائیے. اے اللہ ہمارے بڑوں کا سایہ ہم پر دیر تک قائم رکھیے, صحت کے ساتھ عافیت کے ساتھ ان کا سایہ دراز فرمائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے کے کے فیوض و برکات کو عام اور تام فرمائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے کے اکابرین کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائیے. اس ادارے کے سرپرستوں کو, بڑوں کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائیے. ادارے کے معاورین کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائیے. یہاں پڑھنے پڑھانے والوں قبول فرمائیے. اے اللہ یہاں پر پڑھنے پڑھانے والوں قبول فرمائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے سے دین کا علم اور اے اللہ دین کا فہم عام فرمائیے. اے اللہ سارے امریکہ میں اور امریکہ کے باہر بھی اے اللہ اس ادارے کا فیض عام اور تام فرمائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے کی ادارے میں کام کرنے والوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے. ہر طرح کا خیر ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائیے, ہر طرح کے شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے. اے اللہ ہمارے بستی میں, آبادی میں جامع مسجد کی تعمیر ہو رہی ہے, اے اللہ جامع مسجد کی تعمیر کو آسان فرمائیے. اے اللہ جامع مسجد کی تعمیر کو آسان فرمائیے. اے اللہ جامع مسجد کی تعمیر کو جلد سے جلد مکمل فرمائیے, ہم سب کو اس میں حصہ لینے والا بنائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے کی تمام ضروریات کو تکفل فرمائیے. اے اللہ اس ادارے کے خیر خواہوں کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرمائیے. وصلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.